With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. The deaf have long been misunderstood. In his book, Seeing Voices, Oliver Sacks writes that for thousands of years, those who were born deaf were considered mental defectives and treated that way. Because the deaf cannot hear a language, the task of speaking one is almost insurmountable. Here's Sacks.
If one loses one's hearing, say at the age of 9 or 11, one already has language, one already has a well-formed auditory imagination, and though the problems can be very great, they're not the same. They're less radical.
But the deaf do have a language available to them. Sign.
Wherever there are any numbers of deaf people, they create a sign language of their own in which meanings are expressed with the hands and the face and the body.
Sign is a visual language, and Oliver Sacks says there are hundreds of such languages.
For example, American Sign Language is somewhat closer to French Sign Language, from which it's partly derived, and quite different from British Sign Language.
Sacks says the vocabularies of the various sign languages may derive from social customs.
In Chinese Sign Language, saying hello and goodbye may involve a sort of representation of figures bowing to one another, but this is a Chinese custom.
Sacks says that only recently has sign been elevated to its proper status.
The fact that they have elaborate grammar and syntax and can express anything which spoken language can.
Oliver Sacks, a professor of sociology at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, explores the world of the deaf in his illuminating book, Seeing Voices, published by the University of California Press. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. In March 1988, the silent student community at Gallaudet University in Washington staged an uprising not unlike the student rebellions of the 1960s. The difference was the students were deaf, and Gallaudet was the only liberal arts college for the deaf in the world. Oliver Sacks, in his book Seeing Voices, describes the protest as the students demanded the appointment of the first deaf president in the school's history.
They made this statement very clearly and strongly and politically. No, we want one of our own. A deaf person can also be president of the university.
When the student uprising at Gallaudet ended, King Jordan, deaf since he was 21, had been named president of the university. Oliver Sacks says the key to development among the deaf is learning a language, sign, at a young age.
First of all, one must give the child a chance to learn a language easily, which means a deaf child, which means a sign language. Subsequently, he can read and write English, and perhaps he can speak.
Because of sign, the deaf have improved their lot.
Some of the changes go back to the Second World War, when many deaf people were employed in munitions factories, and it was realized they were as good as anyone else.
There are now many deaf professionals, 600 or 700 PhDs, and even about 25 deaf lawyers nationwide. However,
on the whole, deaf people still get a bad deal in education and in employment and in life generally.
Oliver Sacks, in his scholarly book Seeing Voices, writes with compassion on a misunderstood minority, the deaf, published by the University of California Press. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. The 1985 book by Oliver Sacks, The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, was a study of people with neurological disorders and became a surprise bestseller. Sacks is a professor of neurology at Albert Einstein College of Medicine.
My interest is survival. In The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, nothing could be recognized visually. There were all sorts of strange mistakes, including mistaking his wife for a hat. Although when this happened in front of me, I never thought it would become the title of a book.
In his most recent book, Seeing Voices, Oliver Sacks explores the silent world of the deaf.
To some extent, I've got out of the hospital and the clinic, and to some extent out of a purely medical or clinical point of view, to look at people in the wide world.
At the same time, Sacks is convinced that readers are fascinated by questions of brain and mind, even those dealing with clinical studies.
I think they're moved by stories of pathos and heroism, and properly presented, I think a case history is and should be dramatic.
In Seeing Voices, Sacks describes the centuries-old discrimination against the deaf and how sign language has helped them to compete in the hearing world. Sacks says he's able to speak rudimentary sign, but is a little shy about using it.
I also sometimes get my signs confused. So the sign for happy to meet you, I sometimes say sorry to meet you by mistake.
The University of California Press published Seeing Voices by Oliver Sacks. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.